V'hein emes ki yetsa hamomoin ye'ave pichim. The Chavetz Chaim in Svas Tamim, Perek Hei, number 43, tells us it's true that Yetzahara blinds people when it comes to money matters. And the Yetzahara creates reasons why the person thinks his behavior is permissible. However, we know a person is recognized what kind of individual he is by his kiss, by the money, how he deals with his money. Bekis, bekois, bekas, with his pocket, with his wallet. Bekois, when he drinks, or bekas, when he gets angry. As Chazal tells us, this is how you recognize what type of person someone is. Now discussing the kiss, the person's wallet, his finances. We are told over here, Sheyagbir sichloi v'yichboish es yitzroi. A person has to use his koyach, his seichel, his intellect, and overpower his Yitzhahara. And to make sure he does the Ratzon Hashem, V'yisratzeh Ratzon Gomer, even if it's going to bring the situation to Chayi Oini, to a life of poverty. Kedesh Lo Yiluyo is Rosh Lifnei Amakam, and Chas Hashem, a person should be a Rosh in the front of Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim brings a pasuk which we're very familiar with. You say, I'm benching it. Darshe Hashem lo yachzu chol toiv. Those who search out Hashem lo yachzu chol toiv will not be lacking any good. And therefore, one is hoylech betum leyelech betbetach. One who goes and trusts in Hashem, he'll be successful. And he brings us a klal godol. V'zeh klal godol b'chol mili shenavshe shal odom mechmadosan. And there's a rule, a general principle, and all those things that a person desires. And specifically when it comes to the Yetzirah of money. The Yetzirah will show a person 49 ways why something is permissible. It's an expression, mem tes panim b'tahar. 49 ways why you're allowed to do this. However, mihayish hayores Hashem, who is the person that really fears Hashem, will follow the proper path, and not follow the 49 ways that are not proper, even though Yetzirah says you can. V'yelech eitz l'chochem, and he'll go to a chochem. V'ylamdenu eizu derech ishara, and he will tell the chochem, please teach me. He will ask him to teach him the proper way to serve Hashem in finances, in business. Lo yosser min adov sheyigidu lo yom min hashmal. And the person will not deviate from the right to the left. Whatever the person says, this is what you'll do. The Chavetz Chaim now summarizes and he says, what are the two reasons I mentioned why people come to steal? The first reason is jealousy. Shukos ha-hanhogo ha-gvoy, a person wants to live extravagant luxuries, lifestyles. Kinos ishmi re'ehu, is jealous of what his friend has, so he wants to have it also. A person will focus on what he has and appreciate what he has, and not on what someone else has. Every time you pass by a mezuzah, one of the eitzas to help the person with this nisayin, you have the letters of Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud. You kiss the mezuzah and think to yourself, die. Hashem, what you've given me is enough. Like we say, Dayenu. Die, it's enough. You give me so much. Thank you so much. Imagine kissing the mezuzah and having this in mind. Die. And the second kavana is to learn the halachas, negeit of business life. Everybody's in business. We often know these halachas. Memela yosem yimenu hamasuvov. What's going to happen is the cause of theft will go away from us because we'll run away from the kinna. We'll appreciate everything we have. Die. I have so much. Thank you, Hashem, for everything you've given me. And the person learns the halachas of what stealing really is. And it's Hashem, he won't come to steal.